It's 7:39, coming up on 7:40, 55KRC CD Talk Station. I hope you are having a wonderful Wednesday. Brian Thomas here. Always glad to welcome Kurt Hartman. I remember Judge Hartman. He's still a lawyer. He's an attorney. He's still got clients. And one of those clients had a problem with Avtab Perival's paperwork. Avtab, of course, is on to his next job, which is seems to be the permanent position Avtab's in. He's always moving on to something, or trying anyway. Not satisfied with his elected position, he's got to move on. So he filed his petition, but a Hyde Park described by the Enquirer as activist, Mark Miller, retained Kurt Hartman and filed a complaint with the Board of Elections saying that he did not file the proper paperwork. Kurt, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Brian, great. Thanks for having me.
So what's the basis of the complaint? You obviously did the paperwork. Something was deficient in your and your client's perception. What is it?
Yeah, what happened is because this is a city election, the city charter controls over state law if there's a conflict. And one of the provisions in the city charter says that when you file your petitions, you can file them in multiple parts, what we call part petitions. But the charter then says you have to attach to the part petition an affidavit of the circulator. The person who went out and got your signatures, it has to be an affidavit. Under state law, it just has to be a statement under penalty of election falsification. You don't have to go have it notarized. City charter says different. So when Avtab's paperwork, he did not file these affidavits of his circulators as mandated by the city charter.
Okay. So how is it that the Board of Elections rejected that challenge if, in fact, he didn't meet the letter of the law?
Well, even though we argued that, yes, he's required to strictly comply with that letter of the law, the attorney from the prosecutor's office stated that his opinion was, you know, he got the form only has to be in the substantial compliance as opposed to strict compliance, and therefore this is substantial compliance. It's good enough. Kind of a wink and a nod as far as I was concerned, but
I understand that sort of form over substance kind of decision, but they're not the end all be all on this. You could, and I believe either the Enquirer reached out to you or you articulated it out loud yesterday, but that you are considering filing a lawsuit against the Board of Elections for having reached that opinion, which is no, it isn't good enough. You've got to follow the letter of the law.
Correct. Yeah, the election laws are very clear that unless the law specifically says you can do it substantially, the standard, the default rule is strict compliance. You've got to be strict about it, and that's what we think the Board of Elections, which you would expect them to know the election law, to follow the election law, but they clearly didn't. I think in this case, so yeah, I was up last night working on a complaint and. Probably look to file a complaint at the Ohio Supreme Court either later today or tomorrow.
Oh, that's the court of original jurisdiction for this?
It is. It will be a writ of prohibition. Because basically they adjudicated the process and their decision and authority of putting him on the ballot was without authority under law.
All right.
I'd have to go to some common pleas court here in Hamilton County. But there is well-established case law that allows on a prohibition action to go straight to the Ohio Supreme Court.
And given that the election is November, you and I both know from experience how long court cases can go on, sometimes years and years and years. Clearly, that can't be the case here. Will this be on some sort of expedited hearing schedule?
It will. This is actually for the mayoral primary, which is actually in May. So we're 2 months
away.
Oh,
yes. Very good point, Kurt.
And that's part of the reason why I can go directly to the Supreme Court is the immediacy of the election. You know, if it was several months away, the Supreme Court would say you have time to go through the normal court process. But because it's only 2 months away, that gives me an expedited route. It gives me the authority to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court itself will actually expedite the matter very quickly.
And I'm certainly not going to be critical of Scott Wortman of the Enquirer, but I got the information about the position of the BOE. It says here, you, when arguing before the BOE, argued that he filed the improper affidavit with his mayoral position. Perival's attorney said he picked up the same petition as all other candidates, and if his petition was rejected, all the other candidates' petitions should be rejected. So that's not completely accurate then, is it, Kurt?
Partially yes, partially no. All the other mayoral candidates actually did use the same type of petition. None of them, as far as I know, none of them submitted affidavits of circulators. But our petition, our challenge was only to AFPAB's one at the time. We only had AFPAB's petition. But the issue really is compliance with the law. You know, as a judge, you know, sometimes you may not have liked the result. You may have felt the result really shouldn't have been what it should have been. But if the law dictated that was the result, that's what you're supposed to do.
So
you're not there to rewrite the laws.
So all of the candidates then are similarly situated.
They are. However, it's a little different now because yesterday the Board of Elections certified all these candidates. Nobody challenged those other candidates. So nobody would really have standing to go into court to challenge their certification.
So
because we filed the protest, we would have standing vis-a-vis Mr. Parvel's petition.
So ultimately, if this shakes out the way Kurt Hartman and his client wanted to shake out, AFTAB's not going to be on the ballot or on the primary. But he will be over there screaming, wait a second. I did the same thing as everybody else, but they picked on just me. Everyone should be. I mean, if this was, if there was like a sort of a class action, or you named all of the mayoral candidates as failing to comply with the election laws, then there would be nobody running for mayor. The deadline's over, right?
Actually, there is one person who filed as a write-in candidate. I can't remember her name. Some lady filed as a write-in candidate. So arguably, if all the petitions got rejected, you'd still have that one write-in candidate.
Huh. Well, it could be a comical result, Kurt, is really all I'm driving at.
I don't think the issue before the Supreme Court will be AFTAB's, our protest vis-a-vis AFTAB. That's really the scope of what the court will be before the court. You know, I mean, one of my things was, here's somebody who wants to run for mayor. Have you ever read the city charter?
Well, that's a valid point.
I read the city charter. It says affidavit. It's like, what's this saying? Oh, yeah, I'm clerk of courts. I'm a lawyer. I know what an affidavit is and what an affidavit isn't.
Of course.
But read the charter if you got to run for mayor.
Well, and to your point, and I agree with it, if it's in the charter, it's there for a reason and followed along. If we start playing loosey-goosey with very specific provisions, then I guess we're going to all feel free to sort of play fast and loose with other provisions, and we can't have that. That's the reason there are rules and laws, Kurt.
Right. It was one of the arguments, and I'll conclude with this. I think one of the arguments I made to the Board of Elections, it's kind of a reiteration of what came out in November. Who changes election law? Is it executive officials and election officials who change election laws, or is it the legislature, or in this case, the people through amendment to the charter?
Amen.
I told the Board of Elections, you're changing election law. That's not their role.
I understand that. It sounds a lot like Pennsylvania, this most recent November, this past November's presidential election. Kurt Hartman, I wish you the best. Good luck. I know you and I will be talking again on some topic analogous to this at some future date, and I look forward to that.
No problem, and great to hear you back on the air, Brian.
Thank you so much, Kurt. I appreciate it. Stay well, my friend. 748 right now, 55 KRC, the talk station. All right. Are you ready?